Tuesday morning. We're talking Butternut girls basketball. We've got three of the players and coach Troy Sherwinski. Troy, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Joel. Thanks for having us.
You betcha. Let's talk a little bit about the team this year overall, maybe some losses from last year's team and kind of what you're transitioning into for this year's team, coach.
All right. Obviously, we had a pretty good season last year. But we graduated four seniors, led by, of course, Jersey Polinchek, who I think should have been the player of the year. We also had a couple more girls decide not to come out. So we're sitting at eight girls this year, and four of them are freshmen. Okay. But they're all working very hard, and we're all excited about a season. I think if we can get our offense going, because we play good enough defense, our goal this year is to get us back into that top three in the conference. So I think we're well on our way. We just got to get a little bit of confidence on offense.
Yeah. And you did have a good year last year, ending with a loss to Hurley. You have a history of playing Hurley, the last four times you played them, to every one of them have been nip and tuck games, and you had a tight one the other night too, didn't you?
Yeah. Last year, I think every game was decided by 3 points or less, and we couldn't get over the hump. And Friday night, we went up there, and we beat them by a point, so we found a way to pull one out.
Yeah. And when you have a young team like that, Coach, I'm sure you're probably stressing defense. Defense always travels well when you play. So that's, I'm sure, been one of your points of emphasis with this team.
Yeah, we've historically played pretty good defense. And this year that was kind of like our focal. Anybody can play defense, hustle and rebound. And as we get some confidence, the offense will come. So until then, you're probably going to see a lot of grind them out games like we had on Friday night. And then as we start shooting the ball a little better, I think you'll start seeing us get a little more momentum in our season.
Yeah. Well, you held Hurley scoreless the last 10 minutes for 28-27 win. Yeah, that's like a Steeler-Bear game there, Coach.
Yeah.
Grind it out. Do whatever you got to do. Well, let's talk with a couple of the players here. Let's talk with Kendra, first of all, one of the seniors, Kendra Pritzel. Good morning, Kendra.
Morning.
I'll talk a little bit about your career, Kendra. How long you been playing ball for?
Playing since fifth grade.
In fifth grade, traveling and doing all that fun stuff in the off season too. What are some of the highlights of your career when you look back how far you've come here?
Well, going from my sophomore year to my junior year, becoming more of a winning team is definitely something I will remember.
Yeah. Last year was a memorable year for you with the team. And talk about the transition this year, because Jersey was kind of the quarterback of that team last year. So how has the transition been going this year?
It's been weird without Jersey, but we have, like, our freshmen stepping up and Caitlin here stepping up to fill in the hole that we were missing when we lost Jersey.
Yeah. What's it like as a small school going into playing some of these schools that most of the time are bigger than you? Do you kind of feel like David Goliath thing, like we're going to get you kind of thing?
It is intimidating, but knowing that we have the talent that we have, it's like you're just going out and playing another team.
Yeah. Definitely emphasis on the defensive side. Boy, you hold Hurley to 10 minutes scoreless to end the game. You guys must have been cranked up there defensively that Hurley game.
Yeah, and especially with all our girls with three or four fouls. It was something.
Yeah, nice. All right, well, good luck to you this year, Kendra. Let's get Isabel Przybylski in here too, a senior. Isabel, hello.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, how long have you been playing for, Isabel?
I've been playing since fifth grade, Kendra has.
Fifth grade also, you and Kendra. All right. So you and Kendra probably have a pretty good team chemistry, I would guess. You kind of know each other very well, right? All right. Well, talk about what you really enjoy about the game of basketball. What are some of the things that really bring you joy throughout the season?
I'm definitely more of a defensive kind of girl. I kind of struggle on offense, but defense is one of my favorite things. So seeing our defense really play out and helping us a lot better than our offense kind of just brings me joy.
Yeah. A block, a steal, what's the biggest joy defensively for you?
Turnovers.
Get that turnover and flip it over to your teammate and let them put it in, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's it like for you? You got a young team this year. You got four of the eight girls are freshmen. That has to have been quite a transition for you as a senior.
Yeah, having five underclassmen this year compared to having four seniors last year is kind of a big transition.
Yeah.
It's hard to figure out the leadership aspect of it and what role to take after losing Jersey.
Yeah.
I think it's been a struggle, but I think we're finally starting to get the hang of
Yeah. And it must be fun in the teaching aspect, too, because you've got some young players there kind of learning how to do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Isabel. We'll have a great season. One of the seniors. And we got Caitlin Bebo, who's a junior on this year's team. Hello, Caitlin.
Hi.
How long have you been playing for?
I've been playing since fifth grade, too.
Fifth grade, too, also. Talk about your role on this year's team, Caitlin. Are they looking for you to score, or are they looking for you out there?
Yeah, looking to score, looking to shoot, kind of everywhere in the paint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that defensive team philosophy, that can be very rewarding, can't it, when you come together like you did for the last 10 minutes, especially against Hurley?
Yeah, I think our defense definitely helps our game. Like Isabel said, we're struggling on offense a little bit, but our defense will come, and that makes us stop.
Yeah. With the lower numbers, you guys get them full court a little bit, or do you pretty much go half court?
Yeah, full court.
Full court. So you got to be in shape. Talk about some of the practices that coaches put you through to keep you in shape.
We haven't done a whole lot of conditioning lately, but mm-hmm. we do a lot of full court drills, which helps.
Yeah. Basketball conditioning. That's still good. Caitlin, hope you have a great season. Coach Chawinski, you got a freshman in there too. The nearing tradition continues. Is this just kind of a tradition for Butternut to always have a nearing on the team? You've got a freshman in there now, right?
Yeah, it'd be nice. We might have to import another one in 4 years. But,
she's
come along real well. There's a lot of pressure on her because she did have a good middle school career, and a lot of people are looking for her to naturally fill that hole at Jersey, and we keep talking, we're not that same team anymore. We have a little more balanced scoring when we get it going, so we don't have to rely on somebody to carry us when things get tough.
Yeah.
But Gianna will have that ability. She's tall. She's strong. She's not afraid to go inside. And, she'll definitely help this team down the road. It's just, as a freshman, you'll have your good games. You'll have your games where you get a little rattled. And the more she settles down, she already led us in scoring Friday night. I think she'll have a couple of them, and she'll have a couple of them where we'll have to pat her on the back and pick her up a little bit till she gets that confidence night in, night out. But, yep, she's definitely going to be an asset to this team.
Yeah, and having half your team be freshmen, I'm sure you and the coaching staff have had your hands full trying to transition from that junior high, middle school into high school varsity, the physical play and the defense. I'm sure that's been an emphasis and a transition for all of you.
Yeah, it's a big jump going from eighth grade to even junior varsity. And then when you don't have the numbers like we don't have this year, it would be great to give some of them freshmen a little bit of time on JV to enhance their offensive skills, but we don't have that luxury. So we get to throw them right in the fire, and they're responding well. We talk about know your role and do one thing well. And each one of them, Ellie Kohler has been playing some great defense, and she's going to be a good shooter and probably our point guard of the future. Virginia Augustine and Olivia Hammond, the other two freshmen, each one of them, they all work hard, they all listen. So I don't think it's going to be too long, and they're going to be a lot more confident in what they do.
Got to be exciting for them, though, right? What a great opportunity coming in as a freshman, right? Yep.
That's what we keep telling them, you know, don't worry about how many minutes you get. Just use them because you're going to get some.
Yeah.
And take advantage of every minute you're on the floor.
Yeah, how does a conference look up there? I always want to call it the Indian Head, but I know it's been renamed. Now, is it the North Star Conference or the
Northern Lights? They call it.
Northern
it's still
Lights,
the Indian Head to me, but
yeah, exactly.
it's a little more. There's not a powerhouse like there has been with South Shore for the past few years. They're finally down a little bit or back to the pack, but I think it's a conference where night in, night out, just about anybody can beat anybody in the conference.
Yeah.
So you got to show up each night. I'm going to guess that Solon Springs, who also has five freshmen, and Drummond are probably 1 and 2, and I don't think we're that far away from being that number three team that we hope we can be. That's our goal, is to get into that top three. And outside of that, there's probably five more schools that could bump one of those three out and take their spot very easily. So you got to show up every night this year.
Yeah, should be a fun night. Next home game, Coach, when's the next opportunity for fans to come see?
We have LCO tonight.
All right.
We're going to play after the middle school boys game, so it'll be about 7 o'clock. Host an LCO, obviously, just the varsity only. And then Friday we travel up to Mellon for what should be another tough, grinded-out type game.
Yeah, very good. All right, Coach, who you got helping you out this year on the coaching staff?
I've got some extra coaches. For those that don't know, I was out for a little bit the first week, but Dan Kilmore is back from last year, does a great job. He's the one that basically coordinates our defense. That's his whole focus on the year, defense, and how to put more pressure on girls, make them uncomfortable. Melinda Nearing is back again this year, a little bit of a part-time role, just helping out what she can with offensive philosophies. And then Gabby Christian joined our staff this year, and those that remember, she's actually got our girls' school scoring record. So bringing her in to work on a little bit of our offensive one-on-one skills, and I think in just this 2 weeks, it's paid big dividends already. We can see some things in practice, so it's going to come. I think in a couple weeks here, we'll probably be a pretty good offensive team too.
Yeah. How has the three-point, the increase in the three-point shots at the NBA level, college, has that leaked down into high school girls also? Are we seeing a lot more three-point attempts?
Last year, yes. It was just nuts. I think every team, including us, probably shot 20 three-pointers a game. This year, for whatever reason, I haven't seen it yet. Maybe because a lot of the conference is so young. A lot of schools trying to pound it inside this year from what we've seen. We do it. We pound it inside. We try to run and gun. But there's a lot of schools right now that aren't shooting as many threes. And maybe it's early. Maybe by the time they get a little bit of confidence too, everybody will be winging up the threes like they did last year. But yeah, as of right now, it's not as much as it was last year.
Yeah, very good. All right, Coach. Well, we look forward. We got a few of your games on the radio this year. Good luck to you and the girls. Always appreciate your hard work with the kids there, Coach. We appreciate you taking time to join us.
All right. Thanks, Joel. Thanks for covering us.
Yep. Thank you, girls. Appreciate it. Kendra Pritzel, Isabella Przybylski, Caitlin Bebo, two seniors and a junior part of that team. And you've got Lizzie Pritzel as a part of that team also. And Olivia Hammond, as he mentioned, and Gianna Nearing, the freshman. It seems like there's always a Nearing on the Butternut team. I don't know how they pull that off, but they're talented young ladies. Wow. Virginia Augustine also, and Ellie Kohler, all a part of that team. And we'll have some Butternut girls games coming up. I think our first, I'll check the schedule here. We have at least three, I think, coming up this season. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that when I find the sheet here in just a moment.